We're fucking live again, guys. What's up, my niggas? So I'm just sending out the link to everybody real quick. For those who want to listen again. Yeah, Snapchat. Probably telling me, hey.
I can't even hear what you guys are talking about.
You can't hear us?
Your sound is so cracked up, you know?
Like, can you hear us now?
Now is better. Yeah.
We were downstairs, but now we're upstairs and we're better.
A little bit. What were you talking about anyway?
Getting food.
Food?
Yeah.
What kind of food? I love to cook. I'm a great cook.
To be honest, right now we have
what?
Ice cream with chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, wow. I like chocolate a lot. I love the Breyers new gelato. If you like chocolate, oh, you'll flip over that. It's a double triple chocolate gelato to die for. I try to stay away from dairy, but I make an exception with that. And I just found coconut milk mint holiday beverage made with coconut milk. It's so calories to boot. You know?
That sounds actually good.
Oh, it's delicious, you know? I try to stay away from dairy even though I can't. It's impossible. I just can't live without it. But we really should, you know?
Yeah. What was your question?
No, I was wondering what your guys' theme is. Like, what do you guys usually talk about, or what your theme is?
No, I have a theme right now. To be honest, our show's really just about anything and everything right now. Just whatever comes to mind.
We don't have a specific topic because our other two shows had a specific topic. We just came back on because our viewers asked us to come back on.
I think you sound the worst. What are you like talking on? Or is it Blog Talk Radio? I don't know anymore. You know, sometimes it's their fault, you know?
Yeah. I think it's the Wi-Fi connection right now.
Yeah, and plus we've all been having these terrible storms. God. Where are you all from?
We're from Connecticut. Where are you from, caller?
Well, that's not far from you at all, then. So you must have had the same crap. I'm in New York. Wasn't that scary as hell? Oh, my God. It's still scary. Tonight was scary.
How did you find our show?
Pardon me? Why did I find
you?
Let me see. I went to live. I always like to do a live. You know, I like to have chat rooms and, you know, talk about things. And I went to science. And I didn't really see, like, anything interesting except yours. And I forgot why I went to yours. Let's see. What was the title again? Now I'm on the wrong browser. What browser was it? No, it should be on the right browser. Chat, right. What is this? I can't even find how I got. I can't find your page anymore.
Our show is called Kristen Mel.
Kristen Mel. Yeah, it wasn't even but there's something else about the name of your show that sounded kind of cute. I forgot what it was. So, because I can't even find the show. Let me just look at history. But maybe I can find it. Oh, another one. Oh, because it said another one. I was wondering what another one was.
It's a DJ Khaled reference.
Huh?
It's a DJ Khaled reference.
Oh, another one. Another DJ. Yeah, so I'm really afraid of storms.
They're
kind of deliberate, or I don't even think they're not real storms. They're some sort of like war. They don't look like storms to me. I mean, they show up. Sometimes it doesn't even rain. You know, these like black storm clouds that, you know, everyone sees the same thing, you know, and they're not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see, like, a Victoria's Angels sheet commercial, and it looks exactly like one, you know. It's not even like, it kind of looks like one. It is one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? So I'm not into weather manipulation. I think it's like, I think Mother Nature, we've been screwing around with Mother Nature so much. It's I don't know what they see this sound. We just use every habit potential. So am I your only guest tonight?
No, we have more guests about to call in, so.
Right.
We'd like to thank you for calling in.
Well, this is
it was nice meeting you.
Same. It's safe. I'll keep looking for you. Maybe I'll talk to some interesting things about, you know, paranormal stuff next time. You like paranormal stuff?
Not really. I'm kind of scared of it.
Do you believe that in extraterrestrials?
Nope, I don't believe in none of that.
Click. That shit was creepy as fuck. Why the fuck all of a sudden she started talking about that? Nope. That's creepy.
You said same link? Yeah, same link.
Can y'all hear us better now?
Well, we don't know because they gotta rejoin.
No, they don't.
No?
Did I fix it? Did I fix the issue? Hell yeah, I fixed the issue.
Oh, they said hell yeah? Alright, so let's figure these topics
out. I'm a beast, my nigga. I fixed this shit.
I'm really sorry. All you did was hang up and resume the car. Relax.
I fixed it, though.
Shut up. You act like you did some rocket science shit.
Right, but you couldn't figure that out, so.
Suck
my dick.
I just said you didn't do rocket science.
Suck my imaginary dick.
Oh my god. People are getting the stupidest tattoos ever. You keep me wild on your arm, really?
Say song.
No,
if you're listening, I'm calling you. Wake up.
Please leave your message.
Well, I got declined. Nigga full of sleep.
Nigga is off falling asleep on us now.
Wiggle. I'm about to play a song.
I'm trying to get everybody in to join, but it's not happening.
You ready?
I know you want this, but life taking pictures with all my eyes, but I can't have no wife. I just want you for the night.
Why do you separate it like that? I just tweeted it, of course, and it's separated, of course. It's of course.
Because that's how it's supposed to be.
Maybe I thought it was together.
Nope.
calling out the crying. Bottles at a tech, got it laid on ice. We spent four seasons at the Four Seasons fight. You be calling out your own girl. I'm your wife, yeah. Now you're tripping, reevaluate your life. I can't let no bitch, every single hoe is trying. That's a baby sprite, just to get me through the night. But I need you there. Promise that I need you there. You know all the bitch won't fuck me like you do, I swear. Put that on my leg, I swear. I just can't put you on fashion like you wanna know. But baby, you is not no hoe. And I put it on my gang, I'm not no average show. It's Yachty from the block, you know. I know you want this for life. Taking pictures with all my eyes. But I can't have no wife. I just want you for the night. I know you want this for life, taking pictures with all my life, but I can't.
Somebody said on Facebook, I can't go back to see the mother send her up.
I just want you
for the life. Why does it follow me? Don't follow me. That's really
ridiculous. So, guys, how was that song? I found that song off of a YouTube video from this guy. That does like random dancing thingies. Fucking hilarious.
When my dad asked me why my nails are black, and I told him I like my nails like my men.
Oh.
So, oh, sorry.
Thanks. I have to put y'all onto this other song that me and Krista found one day.
What song?
The song I spent
oh, no.
like 10
Move
minutes.
Move this blanket out the way because it's very uncomfortable. What's that?
You're fucking annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't fucking like lines. Hold on. No, it's not even moved. I didn't even move it. Move your back.
It is moved, you fucking dick.
You can have it. I don't like how that feels. All the extra bullshit on it. This nigga said.
I don't care. This annoys me, y'all.
Really? Look.
I don't get it.
Bath bomb.
Anyways, I'm about to put y'all into this song. It's called None of Your Business because I'm not telling you the name.
I don't even know the name of it.
Oh, man. Can you stop?
Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting you. From the non-people I hear from. Desmond.
Okay, done. That song was good too. But yeah. Nobody really wants to fucking call in. Oh, somebody called in. Who's this? Who are you?
Mateo.
Oh,
hi. This thing was on hold for like a minute and 20 seconds.
I know. I'm like, I was saying hello like 10 times.
Sorry, it's because it doesn't tell you when people call you.
It
just we have
up.
To notice.
Yeah, like shit.
What are you
hi,
doing?
Babe. You're live. Me. You're live.
What the hell? What are you guys doing?
This is a radio is talk this? Show, nigga.
Yeah, I think that's somebody now.
We're actually in this already.
Thank you very much. We received a phone call from a radio person. Thank you very much. They said we were funny and entertaining.
Oh, yeah, I'm popping.
Right?
And then some weird lady got on the call.
Yeah, and then she started talking profanely.
You're on the air right now with us. You're live right now.
How many people are listening?
Who knows? Say hello to our fans.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Follow me on...
Go ahead. Shout you out.
I'm good. I ain't that popping.
You could get popping if you shout yourself out.
And, all right. Follow me on Twitter at It's Matthew Andre. And Instagram, it's Matthew Andre. I'm the shit.
You're about to get like 80,000 followers in the game.
And if I don't.
And I don't know how many listeners we have.
All right, well, I'm going
to
let y'all go.
Wait, where are you going? You have to stay with us.
I'm going to go shower and get home from work.
That's gay. Damn,
why were you at work so late?
Just fucking, my work likes to keep me late. I don't know.
Well, at least thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, showing us some love.
No problem, guys. Follow me at It's Matthew Andre on Twitter and Instagram, guys. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye. Love you. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Love you, too. No problem. Peace out.
Yeah. Peace out, Tommy.
Hello.
Oh, no. Can't hang up. Okay, that was fun. That's my nigga, Matthew. You can't touch this. Oh, okay.
I think Desmond's about to join.
Is he about to call?
I don't know. I told him if he wanted to go live, to let me know. Yeah, we'll call him.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to see who wants to go live. Okay.
Call him, matter of fact. See if you will.
He just shouted us out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. You're the best. I wonder who's awake right now. You up? These are the you up hours.
Why, thank you.
These are the you up hours.
I said try it. What the
fuck? Not for real, Crystal.
Why?
You up? These are the you up hours, my nigga.
Oh.
So, did you send a link to Kevin again?
Mm-hmm. But I think he's sleeping already.
I know. We need topics, because...
Give me topics.
We still got a whole hour and a half, and an hour and 11 minutes left. You're just tagging random people?
Yeah, I know.
For real, I'm about to do that shit too. Promote the fuck out of it. Let's text Polanco. You up? What y'all like on dates? Thanks for a question, cuz. What do you like on a date?
I'd rather food than a movie because movies are, like, lame. Like, I'm not getting to know you.
You're a fucking boring person.
How? When you
go on a... Have you never gone on a date before?
Yes, I've gone on a date before, but not a movie date because if you're going
okay,
on a date...
Okay, but we're not talking about movie dates. We're talking about dates in general. What do
I
you
think,
like on a date?
I think movie dates are boring. I'd rather go to a roller skating rink. Go karting, a bat cage.
That's what we're talking about. You over here just automatically assume a movie date.
No, I just jumped into I hate movie dates. Movie dates aren't fun.
I like anything where we're just spending time together, to be honest.
Now, I could even stay home cuddled up with you. I'd rather be home cuddled up.
A date is when you actually go out.
Only in the summer I like to go out and do extra bullshit, but in the winter, I'd rather stay home, cuddled up.
Whack. In the winter, if it's winter, let's go ice skating or let's go to like Times Square and like walk around and see the lights and shit. Madison Square Garden, let's look at that fucking the trees and shit. I don't fucking know, man. Anything.
I'm just telling anybody.
Do you even know how to skate? Yes, I do, motherfreaker.
I like
freaker.
Ice skating. It's pretty fun.
I actually went ice skating with your sister, John, and our cousins with Gato and all of them.
You can't put it out there that he's your cousin.
Well, the one asking me this question, if I even know how to skate, is my cousin.
You could have kept it at John. Make it seem like we had fans.
So? He is a fan.
I know that.
That's my
you...
cousin. My nigga.
Damn it.
DJ skate?
DJ skate.
Oh, no, I didn't go for DJ skate. I went for normal, just normal skating.
What's the DJ skate? What the hell?
It's, they have an ice skating rink in Danbury, and they have, like, this night where they put on, like, good music and shit, and you just skate around.
Mm.
Yeah. I busted my ass, like, 5 times. But ice skating is literally just like roller skating. Have you ever rollerbladed?
I don't like rollerblading. I feel like my legs are about to break.
So you like roller skating?
Yeah.
I like rollerblading. I don't know how to use a roller skate. I really don't know how the fuck you use that. Because I just, my feet just feel like this. Like they're going like this, like a little wobbly and shit, like front and forward. Nah, front and forward. Wow, I really just said that.
I'm trying to get people to join. Someone, I hope this person joined. Sam Arican? Somewhere shit. But they
goes around. Someone is calling.
Hopefully.
Arican? Hello, caller. Who is this?
How you doing?
What are
you doing?
Hopefully. Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is. It's my nigga Desmond.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I know your voice anyway.
Yeah, why is this shit so lag? I got my other phone with it on it. It's like 10 seconds late.
I don't know.
You hear that shit?
Yeah, put that shit down. It's making my ear hurt.
For real, I'm giving me a headache and you're down for like 2 seconds.
What's good, though? Thanks for joining in, my nigga.
Yeah, why is... What is this?
Hold up, real
morning.
Question, D. Real question, D. Are you hollering so that you can't follow me back?
Yeah, why is... What, I don't follow you back?
Yeah.
Really?
Desmond doesn't follow me.
I don't.
You don't follow me either, Desmond.
I don't follow you back? Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, you really need to lower that shit right now.
I did. I turned it off.
Oh, you just did. Oh, you're the awesomest. Shout out. I don't know if I should say your name out loud. Can I?
I already said his name out loud.
I called him D.
No, you can say D.
See?
Oh, well, I already said
it. If you'd like to shout yourself out and get yourself some followers, you're more than welcome to. Because you're live right now as we speak.
Oh, nah, I don't want everybody to follow me. That's why I called you. I called you to say what's up. I don't need no followers.
Oh, yeah, but at least you didn't use us. Hard to show love.
Nobody has used us yet.
Yeah, not quite yet. But there was this weird lady who called us, and we picked up, and then we told her we had to leave, and then she started talking about paranormal activity, ghosts, aliens. And
oh,
I'm like, yo, hang
call
on.
Dropped.
He probably dropped.
Either it kicked him out or
it probably
he
did
because
it kicked Day out too.
Why would it kick him out? Probably someone else is trying to call?
But
I doubt though. Didn't we have 2 callers? No, that's 5 hosts.
Oh, so I wonder if the cause when one tries to call when it dropped the next one.
Oh, Desmond.
You know where we didn't post it? Facebook.
I did.
It didn't let me.
If you want, you can call back, D. If not, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, my nigga.
You're the shit. Thanks for stopping by the show.
Shout out, you the shit.
And you
know
it.
Shit. Shut up.
You
just ruined it.
I know it. See, look, we'll retry your post later. Oh, did it.
So if anybody else wants to call in, you're more than welcome to. Call number is right up there, 215-383-5865. I literally sound like a fucking radio talk show host. I could be one. Oh, I am. I'm funny.
You're annoying.
But you love me.
Oh my God, mira la cara que blanca.
Well, 1 hour and 3 minutes remaining, my nigga.
That looks horrible.
You were talking shit.
This, she looks nice here, but that looks horrible. So it's like a ghost.
Let's see how really delayed this shit is.
Wait, isn't she pregnant?
Let's see how really delayed this shit is. Most awkward sexual experiences.
Oh my God, gum stuck in my ass. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Somebody stuck gum in my ass.
My most awkward sexual experience. I'm not going to say that one, so I'm just going to skip.
No, you better say it.
No, not that one. I'm not saying that one. I'm saying another one because that one's too disgusting.
Why? I want to know why now. I hate you because you're not telling me.
What was my most awkward? Your friend got some stories. with your gum stuck in your ass.
Yeah, somebody stuck gum in my ass. What was the other one?
Why would they do that, though?
Because I went to sleep. Oh. One of the guys that I was dealing with, he went to go eat me out, and, like, he had a chipped tooth, I'm guessing, and cut my clit. That was horrible.
So he put gum on it?
No. That was my other ex, the second one that I ever had. The first one cut my clit with his chipped tooth. And I punched him square in his face by an accident. And then the second one, which is the one that I lived with, I was sleeping because I didn't want to, like, we did it one round and then he wanted a second round, but I was tired because I had just got out of work and school. And he stuck gum in my ass crack and then, like, separated my butt cheeks and slammed it together. And, like, I felt the whole gum squish between my ass crack. It was horrible. I'm taking this off because nobody's on. It's giving me a headache. But it was by far the worst experience ever because it felt disgusting. It felt like I had, you know, that gummy thing. The gummy, like, what is that?
I don't know. Man.
The thing that's the goo, it felt like goo was in my ass pack.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I really don't know why you're going into detail right now.
Because he said he wanted to hear about it. So
yeah, not in full detail. Anyways, my most awkward sexual experience. I don't know, to be honest.
Because you're not being honest right now. You have one, you just don't want to say it.
I don't want to say that one. I'm not saying that one. I'm not saying that one.
I just told you mine.
Yeah, but the whole world doesn't need to know this one. No. It was with, can you look at me? Oh, yeah.
That's not that embarrassing.
Do you even know what it was? Oh, yep, just make everybody heard it already.
I'm pretty sure they did, because I didn't say it around.
Yeah, but if they heard you whispering last time, they probably
yeah,
heard
but
you
I didn't
whispering
really,
now.
That wasn't a whisper, that was with, like, read from my
did head. Anybody hear that? Please tell me. I hope that.
Nigga, it is, oh my God, when I used to have the monster's crush on him.
I used to have a crush on somebody named RJ, and he died.
My ex.
RJ what?
Philippine one.
The Mondon?
The one that died in a base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When did you guys go out?
Cheerleading days.
Okay, what year was that? What grade were you in?
09, and that wasn't even, like, a real relationship. I never even touched him, never kissed him.
Okay, no, yeah. Me and him talked way before that. Like, 07. 06.
Convention.
I was, like, obsessed with him. My email, rjomi@hotmail.com.
That's what it meant?
Yep, that's
oh, wow.
RJ.
Yeah, I stopped fucking with him because I remember there was one time we went to the store. And, like, he just yoked me up out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the fuck is good with you, bro?
Like, he hit you?
Not, like, you could tell he couldn't, he'll hit a woman if he really wants to. And I didn't want to be the
wanted.
One to take his.
Rest in peace.
Well, yeah. But I didn't want to be the one to take his life. So I broke up with him because I would have killed him. Like, no bullshit. I would have killed him. Because the way he would yoke you up, it wasn't to be playful or anything like that. It was shit he wanted to do. Like, you feel me?
I don't know why I even found him that attractive when I liked him.
He, don't get me wrong, he's
not ugly.
Yeah, he's not ugly. It's just
he's tall as fuck. He was tall as fuck.
No, he wasn't.
When I first met him, yes. Because I was short as fuck.
He's only 5'8".
Crystal, I was shorter back then.
Oh,
compared to how tall I was when I first...
Though.
In okay, Crystal. But I'm talking about 7th grade, nigga.
Yeah. He wasn't taller.
He was taller than me.
How tall were you?
I was short as fuck. I don't know how tall I was. I was not. No 5'4", like I am now.
He
I was short as fuck.
That tall if he was, if y'all was, I don't know. He just
he literally was like up to here to me.
Somebody tell.
I don't want to talk to you no more. You're not my friend. You declined my call. You dick.
I love this one.
I hate it. Still doesn't tell me who's listening.
So why you can get a 3D ultra, the 3D.
Yeah, I saw.
That's just crazy. The technology.
Callers, 8 callers.
If you don't know
in
what
late
this
night
is,
love,
we can't be friends.
5 callers so far on this one. SpongeBob.
When he didn't want to go outside because he broke his butt.
So what's up, my niggas?
No,
is that a pimple? That's a pimple, my nigga.
Is it?
Is that a pimple?
I don't think it is. I think it's a tooth.
It's a pimp. Oh. Does it?
No, it's an ingrown.
What is that?
A cyst, probably.
That is the most disgusting. Oh my god, I want to throw up. I just ate ice cream. Oh my god. No, that's straight up skin they're pulling out of him. That nigga got a big ass hole in his throat right now.
That's just this.
You saw how black his neck turned right away?
Why are guys getting better at surgery than females?
I'm done. So, does anybody want to call in? Call number is 215-383-5865.
Look at that.
I don't care about niggas twerking, again.
How can I not watch this thing cheating that a man could twerk better than me? No, but really, what was that on his neck? I gotta see this.
Any callers calling too?
It could have been Marissa.
Nobody wants to call in. I'm mad we finished watching How to Get Away with Murder. Again.
Yes,
We got a whole hour left, so. I might have to end this early because I want to watch Teen Wolf and nobody's calling in. So if I don't get a caller within the next 20 minutes, I'm ending this.
Kind of miss smoking marijuana.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
I do and I don't at the same time.
I don't miss the high.
Me neither. I just miss smoking.
Yeah. That was my favorite part. Like the whole experience of smoking it. Just be dying and chilling. The high after was just boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Unless we were doing it, but we barely ever did anything after we got high because we were high.
Look at this fucked up prank.
So, yeah. Oh my God. 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 Anybody want to ask some questions? Send me them on Snapchat, Twitter. My Snapchat is Melissa Abreu. My Twitter is ME. L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L. Wait, I messed up. L-L-L-M-E-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-I-L. Yeah. This really fucks me up saying my Twitter name because nobody's ever going to get it. It's A-L and I and an L.
So, please. Tune in to
Snapchat be lit, my niggas. Add me on the snaps. I got us almost like 150 views on Snapchat. I bet you
I
half of the people.
But none of them like respond.
I bet you like half of the people skip my snaps.
Mhm.
So are any of your viewers listening in, Crystal?
No.
Any of your
not
friends?
Anymore, no.
What do you mean, what is that? That's my talk show, baby.
Look at how this tree blesses the kids.
Think about the fucking break their necks and shit.
They give them shaking baby syndrome.
And the fact that he, like, throws their head after, like, he, like, smacks them at the back of their head. That's disrespectful. I'll smack that nigga back, like,
he's
out of
pulling
here.
Their hair. The little one dropped, he got kicked in the head. Oh,
nobody
my God, why is he pulling their hair?
So now, for real though,
I don't understand why the parents are letting them bless them like that.
Yeah. We got another viewer coming in. My nigga James Harrington.
I had some people like the theme. So maybe I'll join. Oh shit, look at this on the phone. Wait, why don't we have these in the property of Rhode Island? Sorry, I'm saying.
Sorry.
Yeah, we should have that one. Baby stops crying when Notorious Biggie comes on. Notorious Big comes on, it all backwards.
I'm like sicker than your average.
She really stopped crying though.
Yeah, that's like the babies that stop crying when Beyonce comes on.
Well, these people didn't see a monster, they saw an animal in desperate need of care, so they did something as kind as brave. They helped.
So, I just keep saying so.
And there's nobody on this show, we don't know what to talk about.
Oh no, there's people on, we just don't know who. Who's listening in? I'm about to play a song. I'm about to put y'all to some real shit real quick. If y'all want, y'all can call in. The numbers should be there. I'm going to link I sent y'all and post it. Or it should be there if you're on the computer at the top. I know you've been there for life. Oh, I thought I was going to call.
Hey there, hey there.
Slim thick with your cute ass. Hey, I might buy you a new bag.
This nigga said a new bag, that little kid.
Una tentación puede pasar en cualquier época. Los hombres somos víctimas en la era moderna.
You know, Hector, her father's a priest.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
cut it off because he's talking too fast. No, dog, Crystal. I just posted on Instagram.
the link. Here we go. I'll call in when it is. Let's see who's online. If I even know how to check. Oh, look, somebody commented. Somebody wrote, should be fishing. My chat room wouldn't load up. Hello, caller. Who should be fishing? You should be fishing, sir. What?
Oh, I'm not walking these streets, my mother. Remember what? They stabbed her and everything in the stomach.
She's dead already, though. Like,
they're going to take her head off now. That's what they're pretty saying. That's Brazil.
Oh my God.
They cut her head off already. Look at all the blood spreading out.
I don't get it. Like, she's already dead. What did she do to deserve this?
She's just walking the street. That's why I said she consciousness walking the street.
Niggas have no remorse.
No, she's still alive. She's taking her last breath now.
No, she's dead now.
No, she is. Oh my God, they're both doing it.
I'm done. Anyway, guys.
Oh my God.
What is he doing now? Stabbing her in the stomach?
The family.
Oh, I don't want to take it off, please.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you could watch that.
I've seen worse. Like, I've seen soldiers get in their necks.
That's live. Worse because you're getting your fucking...
Live. Like, that shit was live. I forgot they took down the thing. The website.
Look, my stomach hurts already. I'm going to throw up, nigga. That's the worst thing you could ever make you watch. I just watched some bitch's head got chopped off, my nigga, just for walking on the streets.
And booty
like,
shirt.
Nigga, they were beating the shit out of her neck and she still wouldn't die. She was taking her last breath with her head already, like, dangling off of like, one thing. Like, all they needed to cut was, like, her
man.
Spinal cord.
Oh, God, this is about to be intense. Oh, you see it coming up. I need that doctor's name that should pop. Oh my God. Did you see that?
No, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch any of your stupid videos. Every single fucking video Crystal has to send me is disgusting. It's crazy. You're seriously crazy, my nigga. Why are you sending, watching these shits? Watching these shits. I can't even speak right because my stomach hurts just from watching that first video. That bitch's head was like, they were sawing her head, my nigga. And it still wouldn't come off. But it's crazy because when El Chapo chops off, sends somebody to get their head chopped off, that shit comes off right easy. But these niggas have to struggle to chop off somebody's head. That means their machetes were even strong enough.
Nah, nigga, they were to chop somebody's head off.
Yeah, they weren't sharp enough. That's what I mean. They weren't sharp enough because I seen a video where El Chapo was trying to send a message.
These are flies.
El Chapo was trying to send a message out to somebody. I forgot to who. The Mexican drug cartel or whatever. And they fucking chopped off somebody's head easy as fuck. They went one, two, head was off. These niggas had to saw that shit off and everything. Like, oh my god. I'm not going to sleep tonight. Great, and I have to be up at 7:50 for work tomorrow. Fuck my life. I'm not watching Teen Wolf either tonight. Or Jane the Virgin. It's already almost 2 o'clock.
Oh my god, look at this. These are flies that get into your skin.
Nigga, I don't want to watch that shit, bro. What is wrong with you?
I got the stomach, I don't care.
I don't. You really just pissed me off. You. With that nasty shit that you're watching. You've been watching nasty ass videos.
We brought a cobra in the countryside, took it to work.
I hope your phone turns off on you.
Why?
Just because you're watching nasty ass videos.
Took it to be a cobra, and they took it to be prepared to eat.
Care.
You know that they kill their
snakes? My head hurts.
You know that in the Puerto Rico, they take the snake, like the oils of the snake, and they put it on the chickens so that the chickens can fight each other?
I'm not going to Puerto Rico. Ever.
They don't do that over there?
No.
Damn, this nigga just split his head off. Look, see? They use the snake skin for food. Starting liquor to the
No, that's to make a drink.
Yeah, liquor. But they're about
I don't want to watch it though, I don't care.
Well, you're a vagina. Oh, snake blood vodka. Yay!
So, is everybody still listening? I don't think anybody's listening anymore. We're boring now.
Because there's really nothing to talk about. Nobody's answering.
We should have never done a 2-hour episode.
I told you not to.
Yes, you did. You said, yeah, let's do it.
No fault.
Stupid ass.
Oh my
the
god.
The other one, the second one, should have been 2 hours.
Look. It's chilled on ice. The COVID.
Crystal, I've seen that video. I want to see it again.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
The heart was beating.
Yeah, my cousin's listening. You a real one, my nigga.
Oh, this is the dude.
Yes, that's why I saw the video already.
He dogged it, though.
Can y'all tell I'm annoyed already by Crystal just for her showing me that nasty ass video?
Look at the puppy.
Nope, I don't want to watch any of your shitty videos.
That's not a shitty
video. I don't
video.
Care.
They're
I don't
want to
watch
him.
Any of them.
Gang. Okay. Yeah.
You're the one that's being stupid showing me nasty ass videos.
Shut the fuck up. You look.
Fucking hate you.
It'll be alright. Oh shit, how to make a heart.
It didn't work.
That's pretty dope.
So, can you text me some topics?
For real, y'all not being very cooperative right now.
Is anybody listening on a computer? Because my friend cannot get on.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's been, like...
Maybe that's going on for shit.
I'm going off to Facebook. They just done nothing weird shit.
I'm going to have to send this, like...
why he can't get on through the team? Walk, talk, radio, headphone, / Kristen Merrill. /26 Another one. Damn, it's been 31 weeks that I went out. The first time I went out was 10. There we go. It should be working now that week. Try that one. Baby, let's go have rich sex. Baby, let's go have rich sex. We can play it when I want to do it. We can play it when I want to do it. I'm a singer, yo. Deadass. I'm going to say this all the time. If y'all don't believe me, y'all can suck one. Suck my left ovary. Because I don't have a nut. Yep, I said it. Nobody even liked my picture. Fuck everybody. Yawn. When you get back home and realize you only want to make because you're sick. Oh, okay.
Who's friend?
My friend.
Damn, that sucks. You know what I mean this life?
What? Why don't you say it louder?
Because I don't know how many of our people I would offend on our talk shows.
You already offended probably mad people.
Wow.
With the gay talk.
Yeah, definitely.
And you offended that lady too. The poor lady.
Nigga, she was weird.
You're the one who wanted to get all offensive when she said something about paranormal.
Nigga, we said we gotta go and then she automatically just starts talking
about
that.
She was talking about, she said that maybe next time. We can, do you guys ever talk about paranormal things? And I said, no, we don't. I don't like that.
But that's what I'm saying. And then she jumped into another weird topic.
No, and then she said, oh, and then what about extraterrestrials?
Yeah.
And
weird.
I said, no, either. And then right there, you're like, hang up.
Because that was just automatically a no-go for me, especially at this time of night. Like, you must not know that people have caught bullshit through their computer through people like that. Like, nah.
Click.
Don't care. The most intelligent people are often the saddest and the most depressed people because they've actually understood how shitty the world is. That's true. The less knowledge you have, the happier you are.
So, nobody's keeping me entertained.
I feel like we should end this show already.
I know someone who has the exact same face.
What's your name?
No, because we got listeners already coming in.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Corey.
Corey came in?
John is still listening.
John is our only Facebook fan.
No, we have people listening. We just don't know who the fuck is. Because nobody wants to speak the hell up.
So, do y'all want to have rich sex?
I wish I knew how many people were listening right now. How about now? You ain't ever fucked with me way back then, but how about now? Because I'm up right now. And you're stuck right now. Yeah, you thought you had it all figured out, but things are how about now? She said, do y'all want to have rich sex? Answer in the chat. Or just voice it. Guest, Corey Butler has logged out. Corey Butler has logged out.
What up, Corey?
What it do, Trap Soul?
Are you there, Corey?
Chris?
Because the song Rich Sex, so you gotta be like, baby, let's have rich sex, or do you want to have rich sex? Corey has logged in, Corey has logged out, Corey logged in, Corey logged in, Corey logged out.
Oh my god. Almost 2 in the morning, and I'm seriously sitting here listening to Jay's internet talk show.
Who?
Twitter friend. And so we do have listeners, we just don't know it.
I told you, you fucking dick. You fucking dick. You're a fucking dickhead. You suck mad dick. You suck hella dick. Super, super, super dick. Super fucking.
Jacqueline came.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, Christine dropped. Oh.
Hey. Hi. Hi, viewer. I'm going to tweet you back.
Who's that?
The person you just tweeted.
Oh, our viewer?
Yeah. Yay. Ow. My phone almost fell on my face.
No, it did. It did almost. It did.
No. I caught it right here. So suck mine.
Hey, let's go and have rich sex.
I feel like there should be a better way to communicate with your fans through this. Not your fans, but your listeners.
Yeah, your tuners. It kind of
your listeners, you fucking dickhead. Why do you say tuners? That sounds so stupid. That is the ugliest word of life.
Let me
get tuners.
Listen, if we're going to have a talk show, we have to make up our own words.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We totally do.
Okay, you could do that your damn self, because I'm not going to make up a new word to get tuners. Tuners is an ugly-ass word.
You know what? I'm going to fuck with you.
I don't care what you think either.
You know what? Fuck you.
All right. Get out.
I'm ugly, but I'm loyal.
Let me know.
This is something I like.
Relation to whatever the fuck we were just talking about.
Somebody said you better be talking about something good. Nika, you better ask questions.
Try it, mother. This dog is fucked. This is one fucking motherfucker. Don't act sick, you little motherfucker, you. You fuck. Try it, motherfucker. I'm going to get down low. All the pussy on the floor. Fucking nothing but the tail. I wonder what this dog going to do when he get in jail. He going to fuck. Oh, he's fucking and walking again.
He's fucking the air. Moving up there, that's fucking the air, though. He was that's fucking the air. So if anybody follows me on Twitter, you know, fucking, you know, go watch that video I just retweeted about the dogs. That's fucking funny.
I just saw a girl get her whole head chopped off. I'm so mad that it's now making me react.
It's making you what?
Like, I'm having a reaction in my head. Like,
oh, now?
Yeah.
Fucking dickhead. I hate Crystal. Ooh-ha. Okay, John, for the question. Do you want to have rich sex?
Or broke sex? You guys are cool. All right, thank you.
Use your phone then. Fuck. Gosh. We got 20 or 20 minutes left. Fucking lit. So I'm going to tell you guys something. I really thought I was pregnant today. Because I was having symptoms.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
I fucking went to come.
We was like, what?
What was it?
I
was calling the babies earlier today when I was working, because I babysit two newborn babies. And one of them, his farts and poop smells like straight up yogurt. So I don't know if it's because I thought I was nauseous, so I was like, okay, maybe I'm bruised. Or because it's just after you smell the smell so much, it just gets to you. So I really thought I was bruised. I took a pregnancy test and that shit said negative in like 0.1 second. I was like, yo, it's fucking lit. Keep it safe, my nigga. Wrap it up.
I don't think that people, like, I don't think people understand the seriousness behind a female just getting their head chopped off for no reason. Because, look, gotta hear both sides. And then somebody laughs. Like, I don't think that's funny. Like, you guys have humor towards the wrong type of things, because God forbid that was your sister or your mother walking down the street and just got attacked. How would you feel? Oh, you're going to say you got to hear both sides? Nobody deserves death, and none of us are God to take away anybody's life.
Well, that just got deep real quick.
Like, that just got me a little ticked off.
I got a scar on my
I got 14 scars on my face. Did you know that? I got 14 scars on my face.
You counted them?
Yeah, but they're from dogs.
All of them?
Mm-hmm. Except this one and this one.
So that one's from a dog?
Yeah, and then there's another one. Is it right here?
Yeah. What dogs?
Here. This one was a chow chow. Like a big, big chow chow. Like,
what the fuck is a chow chow?
I'll show you right now.
I've never heard of that.
Chow chow dog. A chow chow dog.
I'm not sure I understand.
No, just type it in.
Dick, I hate her. I really hate Sarah. Maybe it's because she's a female and doesn't like me either.
I already had broke sex. Oh, I'll try that rich style.
Oh, I want to try that rich style, man.
So I have this game called Little Alchemy. That's what it was.
That's a big dog. What are you talking about?
It looks little.
They're not little. That's a baby.
It looks like a panda.
They're big. And they're vicious dogs. They're known to be vicious.
They look like teddy bears.
And look how big he is. You're telling me that's not big.
They look like teddy bears.
I know, but that's just...
And llamas mixed together.
But they're vicious dogs.
Mixed with a lion.
That one bit me. What else? My grandma had a little teacup chihuahua. And since he was tiny, like, at the time, his teeth were still, like, growing. So, you know how, you remember how Kush's teeth were sharp? How we used to always say they were sharp?
I never met Kush.
Yeah, we remember how we used to always tell you that they were sharp and they hurt? Mm-hmm. That's how his teeth were. So, he was like a baby. And my grandmother pinched him while I was getting him a bath in the sink. And he jumped up and bit my face. So, like, I got attacked by a dog. Another dog attacked me when I was just sitting on a chair. He just attacked the fuck out of me.
He said, I'm going to fuck this bitch up. Watch.
Fuck this bitch ankles. Then attacked me, and then, like, somehow he ended up biting my face.
You just have bad luck all over the place.
Oh, my God. Somebody just told me to have talks about, all right, so.
Well, we have 18 minutes left to have these talks.
God damn it, you guys would come in late, but yeah, those dreams are the worst. When you have a dream where you're, like, falling, and then, like, you just wake up like, oh, my God. Oh, I wonder if you die in your dream, does that really mean you die in real life?
Yeah, that's why you always wake up before you die.
Cause before you hit the ground.
And then if you die, you always...
You die in real life.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you always wake up before you die, if you're not really going to die.
Man, I had a dream I was falling off of a highway one time. I thought I was really going to die.
And if you notice, you never fall asleep in your dreams.
No, you don't. You never do. I noticed that.
The worst thing about dreams that really pisses me the fuck off is when you want to fight a bitch.
And then you
and you're you're beating the shit out of her, but you don't feel the punches connecting. That is the worst. Or, like, you're fighting, and you know you're about to beat this bitch ass, but then the punches aren't as hard as you think they are. They're, like, soft punches like this.
And it's just like...
And you're just like, damn, yo, I know I can hit her harder.
It's like, but why
what
can't
I? Why can't I? Or when you're trying to run and you can't. Those are the worst, Monica. Or when you're trying to eat in your dream and you can't eat. Like, I had a dream once that I still remember to this day. I was little when I had this dream.
So somebody said that they're in their feelings, so that's why they don't want to bring topics, because they don't want to kill our vibes. But little do they know, all topics and questions are welcome. It's no specific topic here.
You're interrupting my story.
Huh?
You interrupted my story.
I don't care. There's one of our viewers that's concerned about us killing his... about killing our vibe with his topic.
Well, bring up the topic, but let me finish my story.
Okay.
The dream was about this lady dressed up in a salsa dress. Like, you know, like those big, like, long, fluffy, like, Spanish dresses? With, like, the little tube top and, like, the flowers in their hair, the long, black, curly hair. Those ladies. Chris, I'm talking to you.
That what?
You know those ladies with the long black hair, like the flowers in their hair, like the tube tops and like the long Spanish dress?
Mm-hmm.
And it's flowy and they can like dance salsa in it. It supposedly it was one of those ladies, she was evil and she like took me captive.
What the fuck kind of
thing? And all I remember was like being in the trunk of her car and not being able to get away. I still remember that day too, to this day, that dream.
Mm-mm.
I remember one time when I was little, I watched The Wizard of Oz, and you know how the Wicked Witch of the East got killed in the, under the house?
Wait, what?
She got squished by the house, that Wicked Witch, which was the Wicked Witch's sister. She, you know how she was wearing like black and white striped socks? And then after she died, her like feet like curled up and like disappeared. Nigga, I remember I was so scared. I was thinking that that bitch was under my bed. I jumped from my bed to the fucking door for like 3 days straight. Because I was so scared to touch the floor. The little kid just got in the little girl.
Because they're bullying her. And she said when you took your little cousins talking crazy to you. She just dragged them both out. You don't ever talk to your cousins like that.
Well then, we have 13 minutes. Any topics?
God damn it, why are they taking so long?
Fuck my ex. You really gave us that topic, though.
What's the topic?
The work of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Any other topics, nigga? Watch this, guys. Siri, what's 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies.
But shall we have no friends? But Siri, guess what? Watch. But Siri, guess what? You got no nipples.
Can you stop saying Siri because you're calling my phone on?
To me?
Hey, Siri.
Have you take that off, that option off, stupid?
How about no, because then I'm in the top and I need to speak to Siri. She answers me.
Yes, bitch, you got no nipples.
Siri? So you get to say Siri?
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
You got no upper lip.
religion. I just have silicon.
You have no upper lip.
You're certainly entitled to that opinion.
Siri, what's my name?
You're asking me, Amelissa.
That's not how you say my name, bitch.
Amelissa, your language.
That's not how you pronounce my name, though.
2 in the morning, my mind is a new 4 in the morning,
you're
asking me, it still hasn't moved.
The pronunciation on my name is wrong, stupid bitch.
Is that how the song goes? 2 in the morning, my mind is on you. 4 in the morning, it still hasn't moved.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, say my name.
You're asking me, Amelissa.
That's not how you say my name.
Okay, how do you pronounce the name?
Oh, Melissa.
Okay, thank you. Which pronunciation should I use? Oh, Melissa. Oh, Melissa. Oh, Melissa. Okay, how do you pronounce the name?
Abru.
Okay, thank you. Abru. Abru. Abru.
Abru. That's what
you okay, I'll remember how to pronounce
it. No, why did I send a heart?
From now on.
At least Facebook knows how to pronounce my name better than Siri. Who is Barack Obama? Why did it give me that option? Siri, what's 6 times 42?
It's 252.
What is 80,000 plus 90,643?
The answer is 170.
What's 80,000 plus 90,643 divided by 6 divided by 4 times 89 plus 1 times 69 divided by 2?
That would be about 416,168.9583.
She got the answer, my niggas.
For all my haters, bitch, can you even see? Somebody
Siri, do you have bangs?
I'm sorry, I'm a licker. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
What color is your hair?
The dog just peed on my brother. He's top 5 fish right now.
Siri doesn't have hair, niggas.
Her?
So, yeah, we got 8 minutes left. 9 minutes left.
And then our awesome exit song comes on.
Let's have another one.
Which one?
None of your business.
You're annoying. So, what are the topics?
Vocals on fleek, my nigga. I'm telling you, put me in the studio. I just really feel in the studio. All I do is rap to text. I should be a rapper too.
The laptop.
Watch this. I'm a rap real quick. So I was sitting in the house. Then I saw a mouse. So
oh,
I had to bounce. Walking down the street. Then I saw a ski. Told her, let me beat. She said, girl, please. This shit's pathetic. Far from synthetic. I don't really get it. So I called the paramedic. You can't do that shit, my nigga.
You don't have bars.
But you don't have either, so.
I'm not the one trying to sit here and rat.
I don't care. Why are you such a hater, though?
I'm not hating.
Ain't nobody else hating but you. The ghetto got bars. Nobody gives a fuck what you think.
Hey, wait. Why isn't it letting him do it? He gotta go from Google.
Do what?
To get on again. Because it's not letting him. He said he needs to update it. But he was just on.
To go on the link?
He was just on the link, but his phone died again, so he had to like get out to go plug his phone in. And when he clicked the link, he said it had to update it. But he was on here.
Closed his internet and closed it and opened it again. So, niggas.
some niggas. I want your nigga. I got more niggas. Have you ever heard that song? Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then my man
let her get
in the studio time. I was a hoe. And then my man in it, I could take the shit. Your money, I want more money. I got more money.
I want your money.
How do you extend it, like, 20 more minutes?
I don't think you can you? Or would you go to home setting?
La la la.
You rapping like Iggy?
Hell no. Wow. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And now I'm in it. That's not my song, though. That's
some
she's from
song.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
I'm going to sing another song.
If you're feeling kind of down and you're craving
something
brown, eat chocolate. Thank you.
I'm about to play the songs for everybody.
Which one?
Video.
The chocolate?
All of them, you fucking dickhead.
Well, dicks, be more specific.
Fucking more.
Fucking idiot.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Okay, it's like last time, okay?
I know.
Press record and think
about
it.
I know, Diego, you don't have to drink.
Oh?
And you don't have LTE?
You're like a child.
No. Well, what the hell are you doing, Benito?
I'm just speaking.
How many times are you going to move the camera like that?
Because it's blurry. Why are you complaining? What do you keep complaining for?
It's 1 p.m. You're already drunk?
I'm not drunk. I don't even drink, stupid.
You're already drunk?
Why are you
don't call me stupid. I'm not stupid. Ma, don't get involved, Ma. We're okay. Don't get involved. Don't worry, don't get involved. Hey, hi, welcome to me. Oh, shit, bitch. Welcome to Music with Diego. I'm Diego, and I wrote all these songs. It's Music with Diego. Okay, then the first song is a cover by Drake called The Bling of the Hotline. You used to call me on my prepaid cell phone, the one I bought at 7-Eleven the other day, and I need to buy more minutes on. I should probably go do that. Thank you. The name of the next song is Chocolate. When you're feeling kind of down and you're craving something brown, eat chocolate. Thank you. This next song is a song by Justin Bieber called Love Yourself. My mama don't like you. She doesn't even really like me. Or my friends. Or my wife. I mean, nobody really likes my wife. The name of this song is Donald Trump. He doesn't like me. Thank you. Okay, so the next song is
he doesn't like me.
Saturday and Sunday called I Can't Feel My Face. I can't feel my face when I drink too much tequila, but I like it, and that's normal. I don't move my hands when I play piano. But because I'm a puppet, and it's not in our budget, unfortunately. The name of the next song, Girls on Instagram. Okay. Put some clothes on. Okay, thank you. This next song I wrote is a rap I wrote at my white friend's house. It's called White People. Okay. White people are not racist. They're actually kind of cool. They let me drink their beer and they make me clean the pool. Wait a minute. Okay, please subscribe.
Or
don't. I don't give a shit.
I love that video. If y'all want to see them, just search up Awkward Puppets on YouTube. They're fucking hilarious. You missed the new one, Crystal. Meet Sarah.
Oh, man.
She's a chapeadora.
Really?
Well, not really. She's an aspiring singer, actress, model. Did I say singer? Because I meant to say singer.
You said that?
She said it. But yeah, we got 1 minute and 30 seconds left. Watch it be like 90 seconds. Wow, I said it right there.
That's it.
What a coincidence.
Say no names because I don't know if he's
So, yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in for these three episodes. Tomorrow we'll be back with one more, or two more, or maybe 6,000 more. Oh, we got 60 seconds. 1 minute left. So, thank you, everybody that's tuned in. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you, everybody that called in. We'll be back tomorrow. Follow us on the social networks, and I guess, do you have anything to say, Crystal?
No. Fuck you all. Thank you for tuning in.
You can't say that to our freaking listeners.
It's out of love.
No, fuck you. You suck a dick.
Yeah, I just fucked your bitch. Got some Gucci flip-flops. I just had some bitches and I made them look flop. I just took a piss and I seen coding coming out. We got purple activists, I thought it was a drought. Bitch, I'ma choose it dirty over you. You know I ain't scared to lose.